Hey, this is Karen Elizabeth, Patton Jack's baby girl, and welcome to Karen's Inquisitive Corner. Today, we're going to talk about TikTok, daylight savings time. Daylight savings time, an hour up, hour back, hour up, hour back, just over and over and over again. It's been happening ever since I've been here, but actually, it goes back way before then. It actually dates back to 1895. They talked about daylight savings time because they wanted more sunlight in the summer. So every year, time goes back the first Sunday in November, and it goes forward the second Sunday in March, daylight savings time. Every year, 70 countries has an extra hour of daylight for 238 days. Now, did you know that people are trying to pass something called the Sunshine Protection Act? This is a proposal in federal law saying that we would always keep daylight savings time. Now, it was presented to federal law in 2023. It has not passed yet, but it's still there, and it actually may pass one day, that we'll keep daylight savings time all the time. So the U.S. jumped on the bandwagon of daylight savings time around 1918. But for some reason, I have always heard that farmers wanted daylight savings time. That is not true. Have you ever heard that? That is not true. So the United States put daylight savings time in effect 1918, and then 1919, the farmers protested, and they've been protesting ever since because it does not help their crops, daylight savings time. Who knew? Now we know. I've always heard that the farmers started it. Did you all hear that too? Or did you hear something else started daylight savings time? I also heard that Benjamin Franklin started it because they want him to create everything, but it was not Benjamin Franklin. It was the Germans during the German War, but that's another story. So whoever thought of daylight savings time really did not think about how it was going to affect so many folks in their mental and their physical capacity. Now, remember this, we've had to collect data since approximately 1918, okay? And yeah, we get tired. Everybody knows we get tired over that hour. But actually, you guys, studies have shown that so much stuff, other stuff happens at daylight savings time. So let me tell you all a few of it and how it affects us, or it affects a lot of people. Now, these studies are from like Johns Hopkins, Harvard Health, and I can't even begin to name all of the individual studies from scientists and doctors and hospitals. It is a bunch out there. So you can actually go out there, Google it, and read for yourself. Now, some of the studies have shown that heart attacks actually, Some studies have shown that heart attacks increase 24% at daylight savings time. Who knew? And car accidents increase 6% in daylight savings time. Of course, we have poor sleep or no sleep at all. So people that have a hard time sleeping, it's actually going to be worse. I don't know why I blacked off, but I'm back. Daylight savings time is actually going to be worse. It's going to affect their memory. It's going to affect their ability to focus. And it's also going to affect their ability to react fast. Also, towards the end of daylight savings time is something that's called cluster headaches. Now, I had never heard of cluster headaches. Have you ever heard of that? Towards the end is something that folks get, and it's called cluster headaches. And what that is it is where one side of the head has terrible, terrible pain, and it actually goes around to the eye. And it's called cluster headaches. I didn't know that. Did you know that strokes also increase in daylight savings time up 8%? Now, these are all statistics, you guys, all statistics. But like I said, they've had since 1918 to put them together. Depression also goes up. And if you're already suffering with depression, then you're going to have 11% more depression episodes during daylight savings time. It also increases anxiety and it increases substance abuse. One other thing that it does, and we've talked about this in the corner before, we've talked about seasonal affective disorder. Thank you so much. We've talked about seasonal affective disorder. And that is where, when the seasons change, people actually get depressed. So during daylight savings time, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, SAD, increases because we have more darkness than we have light. And seasonal affective disorder usually happens during the fall and the winter. So if you're suffering from that during daylight savings time, which is around the fall and the winter, it's going to increase more. I never knew, you guys, until I start looking at this, that it affects people so differently and that it has all of this stuff. So I know you're all talking about, well, Karen, why? How does this happen? Just because we go back an hour, how does all this stuff happen? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I asked myself that question. We have a 24-hour internal clock. That's how God made us. And it's a clock in our brain. And that clock regulates our cycle of alertness and sleepiness, okay? By responding to light and dark. So again, we have an internal 24-hour clock. God put that in there. It's in our brain and it regulates our alertness, waking up, and our sleepness. And it regulates by daylight and darkness. So now you can kind of understand why we're off and discombobulated during daylight saving time. Okay? It actually just creates like a misalignment between our sleep and being awake and daylight and nighttime. We're just kind of off. Now, sometimes this can stay, people can have some of this like 2 or 3 days, and then once they get into daylight savings time, it's okay. But some people actually suffer from this all season, especially seasonal affective disorder, and they have to go get medication for or whatever. So, you may have had some of this the first few days. Some people could be going through it for weeks or months, or maybe during the whole season. But also check this out. Researchers say that the internal clock that we have, some of them say that after a while that it regulates itself and it's okay. Some scientists say that it never regulates itself, and the whole time we're just off. Our whole system, mental and physically, is just off, and we never adjust to it. So that's two different opinions about that. No, it's no magic pill to fix it. You can't go to the doctor and get a prescription to fix this kind of sleepiness and awakeness and daylight and darkness off. No, unless you have seasonal depression. One suggestion that I read, it says, when you know daylight savings time is coming, prepare your body. In other words, already act like that hour has changed in your sleeping, in your eating, in your getting up, in your activities. So then when it changes, it will be a smooth change instead of just a real hard, sudden change. change, which happens to a lot of us because we don't change the way we act or sleep or eat or anything prior to. So it just kind of hits us. And that next day, everybody's just kind of zonked out. So next year, start preparing yourself before it. If we're not on just one time, you know, I don't know. I actually thought that they had voted that we were going to stay on one time last year. I thought they had, but obviously they hadn't, or they changed it back to changing it, the hours. But just prepare yourself for it early and have that smooth transition. I hope you all learned something today. If you're going through something in daylight savings time, please let me know and let's talk about it, okay? You all have an amazing day. So what I know that I'm going to end with is we never know what affects us. And we never know why our bodies kind of switch up and is discombobulated and just acts really weird. Whoever knew that it would be because of daylight savings time? Wow. You all have a great day. Mwah. Love you. Bye-bye.